small change. The cries of London echo down the centuries, but London town hasn't heard sweet lavender or chimney sweep for many a year. Today we hear, you all know why, another and a sadder cry. Crouched in a corner of the underground, she holds out an empty plastic cup, the kind you throw away. People push past her blindly, homeward bound. She has no home, she does not look up or watch them go away, but chants the phrase which nowadays hardly seems strange. Any change, please, any change, please, any change. She won't get much change out of anyone. London's a hard town, hardest of all, here in the heart of it. She doesn't sing or dance, she is no fun. She's just something sitting by the wall, almost a part of it. And now her cry to passers-by is drowned out by the trains. Any change, please, any change, please, any change. When midnight and the last train's gone, the station staff will move her on, while London sleeps, like hundreds more, in some cold stairwell or shop door. She'll doss down like a small stray cat in her one-bedroom cardboard flat. She has seen change, orphaned when very small, uncared for, she found herself in care, her home, her mother gone. Sent to a home which was no home at all, then once she'd begun to settle there, moved to another one. Time limped by, she learned how not to cry. The damage remains. Any change, please, any change, please, any change. All change at 16, you can't stay in care. They found her a room, a bed, a shelf, and a youth training scheme. Lost in a loud crowd, unsure, unaware, assessed, tested, soon she sacked herself and never made the team. Dropped out, moved on, dole you get none, the DSS explains. Any change, please, any change, please, any change. No home, no dole, she muddles through. Survive, that's all that she can do. And now she just about survives on 50s, 20s, 10s and 5s. Perhaps one day she's going to be part of the big society. Small change from mind slammed tight like tube train doors, and eyes staring fixedly ahead, as if she wasn't there. Don't they know that since someone changed the laws, she's had to sleep rough and beg for bread? Is she beyond repair? Hoarsely she calls to the tiled walls, once you come within range. Any change, please, any change, please, any change. No change from this bland man with his bright smile, nor the woman who passed by before, her eyes cold, steely blue. They offer nothing, self-help's more their style. She sprawls in thin blankets on the floor. What is there she can do but chant the phrase which nowadays hardly seems strange? Any change, please. Any change, please. Any change.